The man who's made the planter boxes possible here at the Syngenta booth at the National Farm Machinery Show is Mac Estes. Estes Farms over near Owensboro, Kentucky, I understand, Mac. I'd like to ask you, first of all, to tell us a little bit about your operation.
Well, we're strictly a grain operation there in Owensboro. We farm some river bottom land and some upland, primarily corn and soybeans. Used to be rather large in tobacco production, but since the buyout came along, well, age and labor availability and so forth, I decided not to continue tobacco production, so just corn and soybeans now.
Well, I just got a nice tour of the exhibit here and the boxes that have represent different products and applications from Syngenta. Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement and relationship with the company in helping them to make this display possible?
Well, Syngenta approached me, I guess, 6 years ago, and we have a rather large greenhouse that we use for tobacco plant production, and we have one large overhead door that we can get large boxes like this in and out of, and got acquainted with Sarah and developed a real good working relationship with her and her company, and a lot of new things, a lot of things that we've tried, that Sarah's tried, that people said wouldn't work, but they found out it will work.
Well, again, from your perspective in the advance work before getting to the show with your greenhouse, tell us a little bit about what it's like in terms of working to make sure that these products are managed and taken care of properly. You know, you must have some support that helped you put that together.
Well, we try to move them in early January and warm them up good and keep the heat up good. It takes a lot of gas to keep them warm. It's a large facility, and it's hard to keep it cool, keep it warm enough. One year we did lose a crop, but it was early enough we could reseed and get it big enough for the show, and it turned out real good. The watering, we keep the water going regular and just keep a eye on it 3 or 4 times a day and make sure that everything's is working. If a furnace goes down, you have to be on top of it, and you can get too much water or not enough water, and just like trying to control an outside environment inside.
From a personal standpoint, how has the relationship in doing this with Syngenta had an impact or affected your personal operation?
Well, it's taught me a lot. I've seen things that normally I wouldn't see out in the field. I've been shown a lot of things by Sarah and how they do things and under growing conditions like this under light. It's just taught me a whole lot of different things on insect control and weed control. It's been a rather good education for me.
Is there anything else about the projects that you work on here that you think people, other fellow growers, might be interested to know that we didn't touch on?
Well, I guess one of the major things is the different types of seed, the treated seed, and they can see how well it does. To me, each one of these boxes is a field, and there's so many different applications that's tried. Some boxes got 3 or 4 different applications in them, and applying the insects. I know that some of them I didn't have any idea that the insects would work so quick on, and they will. And you can see where the seed is treated, and look at each point and tell just what the results is and how devastating it can be to a crop.
Well, thank you very much. That's Mac Estes with Estes Farms. He's the man who helps Syngenta with the greenhouse to get the planter boxes ready before the National Farm Machinery Show, which is where we are, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.